WWE Hall of Famer, Road Warrior Animal from the LOD. You're listening to A Couple of Haters Podcast. What a rush.
Welcome to another episode of A Couple of Haters Podcast with your hosts, Shake Smooth Joey. Where all three of us are here now.
Yeah, finally. Finally. Yay. It's been a while.
So, what you guys been up to?
None. Just living life, playing some Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you guys play way too much of that, man. I can't
listen,
do it.
Listen, when you got a normal core, it's fun.
I don't know, man. It's a good game. I can't play it for 8 hours.
Yeah, I can't do it.
There's no 8 hours.
There is eight
four
hours.
Four tops.
Bullshit.
8 to 12 is only 4 hours.
It's a lot of matches.
At least the, you know, the lag outs, they slowed down on the Xbox, thank God. But the glitches, man.
It's too repetitive to play that long.
Bastards.
I can't do it.
But there's DLC coming out. New maps, new characters.
Well, that's when I'll play. With new maps, I'll play.
There's a rumor New York City map. I want to see how that shit works. Mm.
I just want a scooter. Map's too big.
Nice little moped when you're in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Good game, though, for those thinking about getting it, man. Just make sure you got people to play with.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, don't buy it if you don't have any friends.
Yeah, no friends, don't get it.
Oh, yeah, don't play with no randoms. Randoms are terrible.
But I feel that was a side note.
Yeah.
Main topic is the off season right now, right? How the off season's shaping up?
Yeah, how it's going to be a lot of new playoff teams.
Especially in the East, because about four of them dropped out. About
moment of silence for the Pacers.
Mm.
Didn't they lose Monte too?
I think so.
Yeah, they lost Monte.
Yeah, it's
Paul George, CJ Miles.
Oh yeah, CJ. They traded him yesterday, right?
Yep.
Miles Turner. Poor Miles Turner.
Pacers are automatically a lottery team.
Oladipo over there with Miles Turner.
Oladipo.
I mean, all you need is... I feel bad for that man. Oladipo?
Yeah,
I don't feel bad.
I think he's a bum.
I mean, he went from a playoff team who was looking like a contender with just... All they needed was maybe one or two more trades.
No.
But for him to be that piece to get traded and go to a lottery team...
He's used to it. He's been in Orlando. It's nothing
was
new.
Was he with Orlando when they were in the playoffs? When they had those runs? No?
No.
Hell no.
I don't even think Oladipo was born yet, bro. Hito Turkoglu was running
Dwight
the
Howard
show.
Oladipo was, what, a 5-year veteran?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe six. But he's not going to do anything.
Oh, no. We're wasting a lot of time right now talking about Victor Oladipo.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't deserve a minute on this podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Guy sucks.
I heard, though, we're going to go back to that, though. That they traded Paul George there out of spite, which is a pretty bad GM move, if you ask me.
Yeah, they did.
That's why they turned down all the good offers. They didn't want George to be happy.
The NBA, Paul George, they wanted to trade him to the Lakers, but they didn't want to give up what they wanted. So they said, fuck it, send him to OKC.
No, it was definitely out of spite.
Yeah.
They didn't want to give George what he wanted.
Jordan Clarkson's better than him. Victor Oladipo, Jordan Clarkson. But that's the package of Jordan Clarkson and Julius Randle, you don't take that? That's so stupid.
That's the thing, though. Like, yeah, he's going to go there anyway. So what if you don't trade him there? Like, but make your team better.
Yeah, why not get better players?
And he's not on a good contract. He got like 3 years left.
Yeah. Yeah, Victor Oladipo just signed an extension with the Thunder. That's stupid of them.
I mean, with a trade of what, Clarkson and Randle, Pacers could have still been so fighting petty, for at least an 8 seed.
They could have been fighting for the 8th.
Yeah.
People get so petty.
Because Randle's not a bad player.
No. Jordan Clarkson's not either. They both could get you 20.
Yeah.
Especially in the East, the way it's looking.
Oh, yeah.
Moment of silence for the East.
Julius was
playing. Yeah. Moment of silence for the East. Besides Cleveland and Boston, I'll even add Toronto. What stars are in the East? I don't even consider DeRozan and Lowry much of a star.
You could still, the top four you could still count automatically is...
Well, the three I just mentioned.
Yeah, those three plus Wizards, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Washington.
Yeah.
Everyone else is going to be under...
It's Otto Porter?
That's no, they re-signed him.
Yeah, they matched.
Oh, they matched the...
That was stupid, okay. I think.
Otto Porter is not a max contract player.
Oh, yeah, he's not. I was laughing when I was seeing that all over the news. Max contract.
So, besides those four teams, everyone's going to be under 500 in the East.
Mm-hmm.
Knicks might make it.
I said that last year. I'm not saying it again.
Well,
this year.
There's only four teams in the East.
Yeah, I'm not saying
I think the Knicks are going to playoffs.
I mean, come on. We just made the biggest mistake in free agency by signing Tim Hardaway Jr.
That's not really a mistake.
$74 million is a mistake.
Yeah, the money's a mistake.
Yeah,
but the
money's a
but
mistake.
But the person is not a mistake.
No, I would say average at best.
He's not average. He's going to be good.
I mean, how old by mid-season, 26?
He's getting better and better.
Yeah, he's like 26. Yeah.
He's getting better and better, like every year.
I mean, I was upset when they traded him, yeah, because he was showing potential, but he is not worth $74 million.
Man, Otto Porter is not worth $100 million, so shit happens.
Well, if you acquire right now, you can make the playoffs.
That's if Knicks don't trade Metal before trade deadline.
Maybe that's what y'all need, man. You probably get something decent for Melo.
Depends who they trade him to.
Cleveland, bro. Y'all can
Cleveland
get
going, what, DeRon Mon Williams Shumpert and back. Shannon Frye?
Get Iman Shumpert back.
Oh, God. I don't want Shumpert. Shumpert's a bum. He's a bum.
Bum with a ring, so.
Oh, stop it.
They won you,
you a bench warmer. I ain't counting that.
Look, man. Richard Jefferson's a bench warmer. And look what he was doing out there.
Ring.
Fighting people.
Nah, you can't call him bench warmer no more. He was playing. He's playing crazy.
Guarding
crazy
KD minutes. And LeBron didn't want to take the responsibility.
Yep. Oh, we never said congrats to Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, congrats to the Warriors on their championship.
Man, they're about to look like they're about to.
Not one. Not two.
They're about to go for a third one, too, now. With that lineup they got now.
But the thing is now, it's like you come out the West, you just get the ring. That's it. It's game over. Unless Boston can pull something out their ass and get like Gasol or some shit.
Boston got a nice, pretty
I could see,
pretty
I could
nice
see
team
Boston
right now.
Getting Gasol.
They got a pretty nice team. They shouldn't have traded Avery Bradley, but.
I think it was a good. Who did they get again for Bradley?
Marcus Morris.
Yeah,
I think that was decent.
No,
they need
length. I was reading. They was trying to get rid of Bradley, Smart, and the other dude, the power forward, so they could get Gasol. They just want to free up cap space. And so they could sign Hayward.
I think getting Marcus Morris was a good move. He's not a bad player at all. He has size.
I mean, if he plays with his brother.
Nah, fuck that.
If he plays with his
in
brother,
Detroit,
he's a
he didn't,
problem.
He didn't do bad in Detroit, though.
Marcus Morris might go to jail for 4 years. He got a gun charge. So if he gets...
Was him and his brother ever cleared for that aggravated assault?
I don't know. But I know he got a recent gun charge. So he might not even be in the NBA next year anyway.
Yeah. His brother better take the hit.
If they clear up the cap space and get Marcus Gasol, Boston is going to be a problem. Especially
yeah, they'll go Cleveland. They'll go to the finals. Yeah. Cleveland's, I think they're going to crumble. Because around the end of the year, they're going to be like, fucking LeBron's leaving. They're going to just, they're just not going to communicate right. And I feel that they're going to get smacked.
I have
second round.
I've been thinking about this for a couple of days now. I have a weird feeling. CP3. LeBron, Melo, and Wade are going to find a way to play together next season.
They're all 40 years old. Let them.
Now, but I have a feeling. I don't know what team, but I have a feeling they're going to join up next year.
I'd rather that than him come to the Lakers.
They better do that in New York.
Oh, God.
Trey Porzingis. I mean, one of them.
What'd you say? Oh, God, for you would love that shit.
No, no, listen. If it leads to a championship, I'd be happy, of course. Knicks
if it leads
championship.
To some wins. You guys haven't won a game in how long?
When was the last time you guys been in the playoffs? Exactly. You got to think about it.
4 years?
Haven't been
when was that, 52-30 team?
Haven't been over 500 how long?
4 years.
Since he was 1-0.
So we were 52-30.
Since he was 1-0.
We were 52-30 that season. Leave my team alone, okay?
If they joined up after next year, they can fight for 2 years. That's about it. They can fight.
They got a 2-year window to beat the Warriors.
And they're not going to beat the Warriors. But they can go to the finals
depends
and get smacked.
I would say it depends what team they are and what surround
don't matter,
them.
Don't matter what team they the team's going to have to gut their team to get
well,
ball
honestly,
four.
I don't see Chris Paul leaving Houston.
Unless everyone goes to Houston.
No.
They don't have any money. That's impossible.
Chris Paul's going to leave Houston.
Because I know that I was hearing, what,
did
Wade?
See, did you see what Harden just got? That's impossible.
Oh, he just got a new
600K
deal?
600K a game.
You didn't see that?
No.
Harden got 4 years, $244 million.
Oh, nah.
600K
okay,
a
Houston
game.
Is out of the equation.
Yeah. Harden's the highest paid ever.
Yeah, as Shake
I
said,
think those things are overrated when people are like, oh, the highest contract ever, and they make a big deal. It's like, well, the salary cap's going up, so
yeah.
Obviously.
But it went down this
broken.
Year, though. So.
Yeah, but these men used to be getting paid like $20 million a year. Yeah. Now, Harden.
No, $20 million a year was like, yo, what the fuck are you thinking? Like,
yeah, but now Harden, in the last 3 years of his new contract, gets $45 million a year. Yeah. That's nuts.
I remember we used to complain someone got 3 years, $30 million. It was like, yo, that's way over. $10 million used to be an overpaid contract.
Like, what was it? Like, what? Back in, like, 90s? Like, that was unheard of. Anyone making that money if you wasn't Jordan. Unheard of.
Jordan didn't even make that much.
I think now it's like every average bum player could make $15 million a year easy.
Yep, that's how it is these days. But let's talk a little about these new rookies. Jason Tatum is very apparent that he's been watching Kobe
games. Oh, here we go. Everyone's watching Kobe now.
I mean, he said he was. But looking at his moves, his post game is ridiculous for a shooting guard, small forward.
Smoove is about to hate what I'm about to say, but Tatum is automatically the front runner for Rookie of the Year.
No, he's not, because he's on the Boston Celtics.
he's coming off the bench.
Yeah, it's impossible. If he was starting and getting a lot of minutes, yeah.
No, I wouldn't even say if he was starting, because IT is still going to take about 30 points.
You got to think about it. He plays Gordon Hayward's position. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I even forgot about Hayward.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Yeah, but he's nuts. He's really good. If he was on a bum team, he would definitely be Rookie of the Year. Not even gonna say.
Celtics cheating with their draft picks.
No, that was just Brooklyn being fucking stupid.
That man's gonna be amazing.
Still can't believe Brooklyn. Well, that was back then.
De'Aaron Fox been playing good.
I haven't seen.
The Kings are gonna be good.
Think so?
Yeah. Think like ninth in the West. No. Fighting for eighth.
How?
How? Do you see all the talent they have?
Well, name them.
De'Aaron Fox.
Okay. He's going to get about 15 a game.
Henry Giles.
He'll get a few.
Buddy Hield.
Yeah, Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield will probably be up to 18 a game.
You got to realize they're in the West. That's now completely stacked.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're making a playoffs. They're going to be contenders, but they're going to be fighting for eighth.
I don't think they'll be fighting for eighth. I give them 10. Fighting for 10.
Now, it'd be funny if it came down to the last game of the season and Sacramento and Pelicans fighting for that last spot. And then Kings knock out Pelicans.
I really don't see the Pelicans in the playoffs.
Timberwolves will take that spot.
No, I see Timberwolves at least top four. Mm-mm. With that squad they got?
I'll say fifth.
You guys are the top four. How? Because they added Jimmy?
What do you mean?
They added more than Jimmy.
Jamal who else? Crawford?
Jamal Crawford, okay, he's like 41 right now.
Wait, what do you think Carl Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins are doing right now? You don't think they're getting better?
Yeah, but like you acting like they're gonna just get 30 extra wins compared to last year.
It's not. They don't need 30 extra wins.
How many they had last year?
They had like what 29?
29.
Okay.
Eighth seed had what? Maybe 47. Like 50 or 47.
They can win 20 more games.
All right, if you think so. Jimmy ain't going to get that for them.
Jamal Crawford is their bench.
We don't care about Jimmy's scoring.
And a 41-year-old Jamal Crawford, yes, he's going to light it up.
He's a good role player.
He's going to light it up. All right, if y'all think so, it's not going to happen. They're not going to be top five.
I'd say fifth in the West.
We can put money on that. They will not be top five. They will be lucky to touch seven. I like the Timberwolves.
Who do you think is making the playoffs this year?
I got to look at the same teams, obviously.
No.
What team is falling out of the West? Clippers.
Clippers
have a chance, though, but they might fall out.
They'll be at the bottom.
Who else?
Yeah, Clippers will probably be in the bottom. I mean, you can automatically say San Antonio, Golden
State's
the top two.
Who's falling out of the West? Not who's going to be on the top. The top is going to be the same for the next 10
Portland's
years.
Portland didn't get better at all. I see the Wolves taking their spot.
But yet, they were still way better than the Wolves last year.
Yeah, but Shake, they added the pieces they needed.
I don't think so. They don't have a point guard.
Who doesn't have a point guard?
Timberwolves. Who are they going to get to replace all their point guards that they gave away? They got no point guard. Unless they drafted someone that I don't know about, they got nobody.
Hold on.
They got no big men on the bench.
You just confused the hell.
Then they just trade Rubio.
Okay, Utah's falling out.
Oh yeah, Utah.
Utah's
they made the playoffs. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they made. They were the fifth seed.
They're the eighth seed.
Memphis is falling out.
They were fifth seed, right?
Yeah, they were fifth.
Jazz.
Seed. Jazz was fifth seed. I'm looking at it right now.
That's why I don't understand what you're saying. Like teams don't have to. All they got to do is win games. You think?
Well, obviously you got to win games.
You're not weighing everything. These Western Conference teams are just going to blow the East out. The East is not winning that many games this year. And that's going to be so many more wins for everybody in the West.
Okay, then. So, where are you going with that? If everyone's getting way more wins.
You said, how are they going to get more wins?
But if everyone in the West is getting more wins from the East, how is that going to add for the Timberwolves? How is that going to help them?
That's going to add. How is that going to help the Timberwolves? Because they're going to win more games.
So is every other team in the West.
Yeah, okay. If they go to, like, let's say they get, like, 48 games a season. And they still are capable of beating teams in the West, too. The Jazz, okay, for instance, the Jazz are going to beat the Eastern Conference teams, but they're not going to beat anybody in the West.
Okay.
I can see the Timberwolves beating Western Conference teams. With that squad that they have.
I don't see it. They play every team, what, four times in the West?
Oh, it depends on it.
Okay, so they'll probably beat the top teams, maybe one out of those four. And then the other teams, they'll probably be two out of three or two out of four. I don't see them coming out the West.
Oh yeah, we forgot about Jeff Teague. They're coming.
Who got the Jeff? I feel he's way over.
Minnesota won 31. They're going to win more than 31.
You don't think a starting lineup of Jeff Teague, Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Deng is going to win games?
I didn't say they were not going to win. They're just not going to make the playoffs. Where was Jeff Teague in the playoffs for Indiana? He didn't do nothing.
Okay, well he did everything he had to on the Hawks. Indiana just wasn't his team.
I think he did good in the Hawks his first 2-3 years. After that, he was nothing. That's why they got rid of him.
Every year they made the playoffs, he was good.
It wasn't just because of him. They actually had a stacked team.
That's what I'm saying. But he couldn't do that when he went to the Pacers. The ball was not in his hand.
Not going to be in his hands in Minnesota.
Yeah, he is. Tom Thibodeau plays through point guard.
Look, you have a dominant ballers in Jimmy Butler and Andrew Wiggins. Jeff Teague is not going to dominate the ball.
As a point guard, the offense is going to run through.
All right. If you say so. What was you about to say, Joe? I see you looking at your phone there. Like, you ready to...
I was just saying, they won 31 last year. They're going to win more than 31.
Yeah.
Jazz is falling out. Grizzlies is falling out. And freaking Portland is falling out. Those are the bottom four. With freaking OKC. All OKC right. is going to make the playoffs.
Question, though. Why do you feel Portland's falling out? They made it last year with the main players hurt. Well, not their main players, but like two of their...
They barely made one game over Denver. Denver is not making the playoffs. Denver lost freaking Gallinari.
The problem with Portland, they don't play defense.
You can't rely on freaking every year just Lillard and CJ.
Well, they lost. Yeah, right.
How many games did they win? Like 45?
What, last year? Portland? Yeah. 41.
41.
Yeah, 41. And they made the playoffs by one game.
That's because they don't play defense. If they got somebody like a defensive stopper or something, CJ Miles and Damian Lillard just don't play defense.
McCollum.
They can score though.
McCollum. The teams that were front of Timberwolves last year was Kings, Mavericks, Pelicans, and Nuggets. I don't see any of those four getting better.
Nuggets got worse.
You can't say the Pelicans aren't going to get better when you got the two best big men in the league. They're going to get better. But
that's all
they
have. That's all they have.
Yeah, but they're going
to
get better.
I think Pelicans gave up a lot just to get DeMarcus last year.
Who? Tyreke Evans, who didn't play for like 2 years.
Buddy Hield.
No, don't they? They didn't. Hield. Who else?
They never had anybody to start with.
I don't count Tyreke because he's been injured like the last 2 or 3 years. All they got rid of was the contract.
Because basically Pelicans is just going to revolve everything around DeMarcus and Davis starting.
I don't see how you can win with just two bigs. That's it.
No, they're not going to make the playoffs, but they're going to...
You think they'll be better than Timberwolves?
I think they'll do better than last year. With a whole season under their belt for Davis and Cousins to play.
So last year they had 34.
And they still got Holiday.
I think I can see them winning more than 34, but not playoff contend.
They still got Jrue Holiday. So they got a good point guard.
I never consider him a good point guard. I know he's okay, but I just never saw enough from him.
I put him like above that.
I feel like he's always hurt.
Yeah, he's above... Average point guard.
Yeah, he's above average.
And right below all-star, in my opinion.
He can get 20.
Either way. Better than any point guard in Chicago and New York, I'll tell you that much.
Speaking of point guards.
Here we go. What'd he say?
He said, speaking of point guards.
Shout out to Mr. Triple-Double. Lonzo Ball. Watch out, Westbrook.
Still lost. What?
Playing against bums, looking for contracts and rookies.
I don't know why you keep saying that, because it's not true.
He hasn't been playing good defense.
Summer League is full of D-League bums and rookies who are just making the NBA.
Did you see that team that they played against last night?
No. What are they playing
against
last night?
How are you just going to call them D-League
bums?
Main streets of Boston.
They had two sophomores that played in the playoffs, deep into the playoffs last year.
No, getting a triple-double in the summer league to me is nothing.
You're changing it, Joe. You're changing it. I'm talking about what you just said.
They're playing against bums looking for contracts.
They're playing against the young Celtics, which includes Jaylen Brown, who was guarding LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Does these rosters include anyone that actually played an NBA game more than half the season? That wasn't in the D-League.
Yeah.
These rosters do not include starting five normal NBA players.
Jaylen Brown starts for the Celtics.
He doesn't start, but...
He started in the playoffs.
Now, if you told me, he got a triple-double, you know, Isaiah Thomas was guarding him, I'm like, oh,
here's the thing, though. Like, I get it. Triple-doubles don't mean nothing in summer league. But you got to realize he's playing competition he played last year, technically.
What, college competition?
Yeah. You can put it almost on the same level. If anything, maybe a little more, because these guys are fighting for a contract.
The only reason I thought it was impressive because Jaylen Brown was guarding him. And Jaylen Brown plays defense.
I mean, it's not like Lonzo scored fucking 40. He only had 11.
Points. Yeah. 11. Still tripped up.
I get that, but...
Let's talk about that first game, though. One for 11 from three.
Did you see the game?
Two for 15.
All right. Did you see the crowd? Like, do you see how much the crowd is into Lonzo? I would say
Lonzo is definitely the future to the Lakers.
No, but I'm saying...
They're into his father.
Pressure-wise, that's nuts for... Like, somebody that doesn't even talk shit. His father's talking that shit. And I feel like every time he touched the ball, the crowd's going nuts. And, like, that's not something he really...
Give it about 20 games.
Lonzo's going to
Magic is already saying he's, like, the next Magic.
I mean, that's got to mean something because Magic's seeing something from him.
What was it that Magic told when he gave him his jersey? Just save at least two records for me. Don't break all my records.
We got to respect the greats. If Magic sees that in him...
I'm not saying Lonzo's going to be a bad ball player.
I think Lonzo's going to be amazing.
It was just funny, though, how he shot. Was it 1 for 11 from 3? His dad is smiling like, your son is shooting like garbage.
I will.
Your dad is smiling.
I will say that his jump shot's not going to work. It has to get quicker. Because
he has a 2K shooting.
I was seeing.
Yeah, it ain't going to work in 2K.
I was seeing how rough it was for him to get his jump shot off sometimes. Like, he always has to do a step back.
I feel like that first game, it looked like he was kind of forcing his shots.
He was.
He was definitely
shooting from so far for no reason.
Even when he was open.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to take him a little bit of time, but Brandon Ingram.
Your future is in Ingram.
Brandon Ingram's amazing.
Like I said before, it sucks you're going to trade him for LeBron or Paul George, but.
Or not. I might have to go.
It's going to happen. Let's say you get Paul George, because LeBron's older, so I'm going to say Paul George. You think Ingram's going to sit on the bench for the next 4 or 5 years?
He's going to play shooting guard.
There, he's not.
Hey, what?
He's not the Greek freak, man. He can't play the one or the two.
Yes, he can. He was playing the one. What are you talking about? He was playing the one the whole last year.
No, he wasn't playing the whole last. So what was D'Angelo playing? Small forward?
Bro, Ingram was playing the one whenever D'Angelo wasn't out there. Luke Walton had him running the point guard the whole time.
He was bringing the ball up like Draymond, but he wasn't running the one.
Yes, he was. He was running the one. The offense was running through him.
He'll survive all season playing the two is what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, he won't. He'll get destroyed.
How?
He'll get destroyed. His defense is not good.
So it's easier to play the threes than two in the NBA? It's way more better threes in the NBA.
Who you got? LeBron?
KD. We can keep going. Kawhi Leonard. We can't name like five great shooting guards right now.
Anyway, I don't think he would survive playing the two guards.
He'll be way better.
Tony Schumann, I can think of Clay.
Yeah. Who else can you name?
They'll use him as a fucking skinny-ass small forward.
CJ is good, but he's not.
You can guard CJ.
Yeah.
You can guard CJ.
I don't think Ingram will be able to guard CJ a whole game.
I don't know why. CJ's not even that fast.
Yeah, he's pretty fast. I don't know if you watch CJ, but I do because I actually like him. He's pretty fast. Ingram would not be able to keep up with him for a whole game.
I don't think you watch enough Ingram.
Yeah, I see him get blown. People blow by him every time he plays defense.
Ingram's kind of lanky.
I don't. It's a whole new ball game.
He's not playing two guard. Point being, but he's not gonna want to come off the bench. He's gonna end up getting traded if you get one of them.
If Lakers got Paul George, you tell me your starting five would be Lonzo, Ingram, Paul George, Randle, and Brook Lopez.
If we keep Brook Lopez,
oh god, Brook Lopez.
If we keep him, he's only on 1 year contract.
Brooke Robin.
He played great last year. Let's see what he does this year.
Brooke Robin.
As long as he doesn't pull Roy Hibbert, I'm okay with him.
He played great. How many wins Brooklyn had?
I said
he's, and he's never great. He never stays healthy, man. He's, you're gonna get 40 games out of him max.
He played like 78 last year.
You'll get 40 games out of him max.
Takes the pessimist.
Please, please, the guy's played like half his career.
No, that's true. He got over his foot problem. He's okay now.
Oh, yeah, and they got like 20 wins for that.
It's the Brooklyn curse.
Oh, poor D'Angelo. He better drop 50 out there.
Play against the Lakers. He's going to come to ball.
He's going to ball. He's going to come to ball. He's going to lose. To ball.
Nah, he going to. He got ice in his veins.
He's going to. He's going to. He's going to do the freaking Nick Young. He's going to be shooting threes. I
can't wait.
Around.
I can't wait to see that game though. I want to see like how they really care, like how they really feel about him, since they're not his team anymore.
I mean, realistically, anyway, it's going to be a blah. Who else? Boston. Oh, Boston. Brooklyn got. Name.
I can't even name no one besides
Jeremy
Russell.
Lin.
Yeah.
They still got Lin?
Probably.
Oh, I'm calling this too. I don't care what you guys say. Lakers, eighth in the West.
Oh, God.
Trust in LeVar Ball.
Oh, God. At least give them a year to develop.
Trust in LeVar Ball.
You believe in too much into
LeVar
that.
LeVar hasn't been wrong yet.
So you're saying they go from winning 26 last year to at least winning 40 to make the playoffs?
47.
So they're going to have about a 25-win differential this year.
Yeah, believe in LeVar.
So he's saying 47. 47 all right, actually got thing. You to 6 seed.
That's drastic. But I'm going to believe they're going to make the playoffs. I have nothing to put behind. I'm just hoping. Praying. But I already love Lonzo because his passing is ridiculous.
He is a good passer.
He has good vision.
When he learns to play defense a little bit,
I can tell he can't play defense.
He'll be a
you can tell
that,
by his
that's that BBB.
Man. You can tell by his
footwork
he cannot
no D.
play defense.
And imagine what Russell and Curry are going to do to him in the West.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Russell.
I feel like that's when you start getting serious, after somebody like that kicks your ass.
I don't know, but he's going to get cooked a lot.
The moment he plays Steph, Russ, and Kyrie?
He's getting cooked a lot in his rookie year.
All these rookies are. There's too many dominant point guards in the league right now.
They got to earn their spots.
It's hard to be a rookie point guard nowadays.
Yeah.
Especially in the West. You got to come in and play against. Your first game, you're playing Steph. Next game, you're playing Russ.
You don't want to be a point guard or a small forward in the league right now.
Yeah. Your best bet playing against Tony Parker right now.
Even he'll probably cook him. That's a crafty bet right there. He ain't going to have it, bro.
Euro.
Yeah. Real Rudy away? Utah?
Yeah.
I think he'll be okay out there.
Rubio's been highly overrated when he came in.
Yeah. He wasn't bad, but he was
it's just
overrated.
He never
a lot of injuries, a lot of nagging injuries he had.
That too, and I feel like he never developed. He's still the same player as he did when he came in.
You know, he's only had 10, 20-point games like since he's been in the league.
That's terrible.
Like he doesn't score.
I feel he never developed
because he's a pass first point guard.
Nah, right? I don't care, bro.
No, but I'm saying he's just.
Well, he said 10 games of 20 points. Yeah. No, I don't care, bro.
I see what Shake said. He didn't develop. He didn't get better.
He just stood where he was once he came in the league.
It's complacent. So it is.
So I was like, all that potential. I was like, wait, this—that was your max, that was your final form. Like, it's game over. 75 overall. We thought you were gonna get better.
Let's give him 2K ratings already.
Yeah. Who else we got that's improving out there?
Improving? I don't want to talk about the big names like Kawhi, Giannis.
Oh, no. Let's get into the Spurs. Rudy Gay.
He's playing two guard.
That was an interesting pickup.
You don't think he'd play two guard?
Nah. I feel like when someone's...
Why do you think it's so different to play a small forward and two guard?
It is, because if you're playing one position for 10 years and now you're asking for a whole complete different position and do different things.
I feel like that
position... And Rudy Gay does not have handles.
Yeah, but I feel like that position is so...
And he's slow.
How many... That's most of the two guards in the league you're talking about.
We don't
have a lot of Kobe's and T-Max right now, bro. We have a lot of spot-up shooters.
I'm not saying, but he's too slow to play up top the whole game.
I don't
know. Who was Spurs starting two last year?
Danny Green.
And he got signed by somebody else, didn't he? Or he gets there. I don't know.
Don't know.
I mean, he is better than Danny Green.
That's debatable.
It's debatable. If his Achilles healed correctly.
Actually, no. I would take Danny Green over Rudy Gay.
If he's athletic still, no, in the Spurs system, I think Rudy Gay could be good.
Yeah.
I'd still take Danny Green. He's a better shooter. Athleticism-wise, yeah, I'll take Rudy. But Rudy hasn't shown nothing in like 4 or 5 years either.
Has not.
Because he's been playing for Sacramento.
Who he played with that Grizzlies? Grizzlies did better without him.
They sure did.
Rudy has not shown nothing his whole career.
It was horrible when he went to Raptors.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Rudy's a good 18 point per game scorer, but he doesn't do nothing for your team.
That's all I need him to do right now, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Get beat up the dribble. Hey, Kawhi, help me out.
I mean, they got to replace, you know, Tony and Ginobili.
Well, yeah, Ginobili. Tony, I mean, he's only like, what, 34?
But you can tell from last year's playoffs, those yeah. players are breaking. You just can't keep that core together no more.
Yeah.
They should sign Derrick Rose. I don't know.
They probably will.
Now, who's eyeing Derrick Rose right now? Clippers.
Everybody. Not everyone. It's Milwaukee, Spurs,
I do see Clippers. Rose going out to West, though. I see him going out to the West.
Knicks, man.
My boy Frank hurt already, so may as well keep him.
What did he hurt?
His ankle. I don't know. His ankle. He hasn't played yet.
Another ankle injury. That's what the NBA does.
The Knicks need to do something, man.
I mean, we did something. We got rid of Phil Jackson.
Nah, that don't count, bro.
That does count.
I have a new nemesis. Philadelphia 76ers.
Why?
They've been just talking shit about Lonzo constantly.
It's all right. Their whole team is injured right now, so. The curse of Philly.
And B got fined $10,000 for saying fuck LaVar Ball.
That's stupid, man. You can't even fucking live your life. Oh, you cursed.
Fine. $10,000. I mean, you are an image of the NBA.
Yeah, I get that.
Don't disrespect your elders, man.
Oh, please. God. LaVar,
don't disrespect.
He needs to stop.
I hope by mid-season he gets barred from the Staples Center and the training facility.
No, see, you guys are looking at it from a media standpoint.
I'm looking at it from his standpoint.
Yeah. No, LaVar doesn't act like that until reporters come to him. Like, in interviews he's done, he's been regular. Like, I'm not talking about on ESPN.
So you're saying he's just for show, that's it?
Yeah, that's for show.
But you're that's all for show. I mean, but you're putting... I mean,
they said it. He's a heel. That's what he is. He's an entertainer.
I mean, you're putting a bad image, not just on yourself, but on your sons.
But then it's not really putting a bad image because he's doing exactly what he wants it to do.
But it's not about him. Like, you've been out the spotlight. That's it. Like,
yeah, but he's trying to build that brand.
Yeah, I understand you trying to promote the brand, eventually bring other people into the brand. But, like, that image you're setting, no one's going to want to go to the brand.
He's using his sons to become something he could never do on his own.
Yeah,
that's all absolutely. It is. That's why I would be like, fuck you, Pop.
That's why Magic and them don't care.
Get out of here. Magic
and them don't care because they really spoke to him. But like yesterday, I'm like, why are you going at halftime talking to LaVar Ball? Why are you doing that? He has nothing to do with what's going on right now. The nigga's sitting up in the stands. He's not even sitting with Magic and none of them. They go all the way in the stands to go talk to LaVar Ball. Like, that's the media, man. It's not like he's coming down to the court interviewing.
That's true. It's not like he's coming down the court taking off his shirt and wanting to fight
now,
somebody.
Now, LaVar starts like doing shit like that, sitting behind the bench, and get the fuck out of here. But if he's off on his own, like just chilling, doing his thing, I'm fine with that. As long as he's not interfering with the team.
It'll happen.
Because they said he hasn't tried to come to the pickle practices. He hasn't done none of that. Like, he's been chilling.
We'll see.
And it's not like he can be at every game. He got two other sons games go to.
Yeah, fuck that. His son's in the league now. He's going to NBA games.
You don't need to see no more Chino Hill games.
Yeah, no more high school games, bro.
His son LaMelo cherry picking under the hoop.
That's dope, though, man. He got to go to Laker games, UCLA games, and Chino Hill games. Pretty cool.
What is the middle son's name anyway? I always forget.
LiAngelo. Jello.
And that's the power forward, right?
Yo, imagine small all three of them now. Getting drafted to the Lakers.
They were weighing that. It's probably not possible unless
I see LaMelo going up.
Unless Jello sucks. If he sucks, then we can give him a second round. But LaMelo is good, so it's impossible to get him.
He's good for high school. Let's see what happens when he plays people bigger than him. And
good for high school. Guys, you seen this guy play?
I seen his highlights of him basket hanging.
Word.
He's a good player. He's a good kid. Don't get me wrong. He can get a lot better.
He has ridiculous moves already as a 10th grader. But he's going to get better and better.
This is Smooth getting behind the big ball.
Yeah, that's it. He's on the train now.
I've been watching all the game. He's on the train now.
That's it.
All the ball games.
It's all right, man.
You understand? You are a Laker fan. You know Lonzo.
Did you order the sneakers yet?
Oh no, I'm gonna order a shirt soon.
You're gonna order a shirt.
He's gonna order the slippers for $250. Yeah, order the slippers.
I can only afford a shirt.
Surprised you didn't get the sneakers in the fucking case.
I gotta wait till they're in Kmart.
Not the big baller brand. They're gonna be at your local Foot Locker and Modell's.
Now they're just making money because people are just like, oh, they cost a lot. Let me get them. Man. Like
the hype. It hasn't. I think there hasn't been hype like this since around Bron.
Bron sneakers don't get hype.
I'm not talking about sneakers. I'm like the hype behind a player.
Oh,
that's because his pops is doing all the hyping. Yeah. It's not the team. It's not like when Rose was coming out into the league, they had those little Rose videos.
If it wasn't for his father, he wouldn't be this popular.
Nah.
I mean, he still
get drafted by the Lakers, but yeah. It wouldn't have been like, oh, you know, big baller brand and all that stuff.
Nah.
He wouldn't be this popular. He can thank his daddy.
All you gotta do is live up to it.
Yeah. That's it.
A lot of Laker talk going on.
Yeah, it's the rebirth of the Lakers.
I don't like it.
It's not like the Knicks or Bulls are doing anything.
No, but I don't like it.
Honestly, I don't know what's wrong with him, but I like his new team.
We got a guy with no knees right now.
Oh, my God. If Zach LaVine's healthy, I like the team, and they're going to be like a seventh seed.
I know Wade is like kicking himself like, damn it, why did I opt in this contract? Until
he looks at his fucking paycheck.
You don't think you guys are going to make playoffs?
No.
Why?
Maybe now, because there's no one in the East, but.
Yeah, that's exactly why.
I'd rather not make the playoffs. Why have a bad team make the playoffs and you fuck up your draft pick?
Well, I think I'm going to fuck around and go to second round.
It's like, I'd rather get that draft pick.
Way you going to come alive, get a diamond.
Let's see. Bulls was the eighth seed last year.
Yeah, we're going to make it again. That's the sad part.
We can say Hawks are falling out the playoffs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Hawks are done.
Watch you be second round. Knicks versus the Bulls.
Hawks out, Pacers out.
Bucks? Do we count Bucks in next year?
Then.
Oh, yeah.
Healthy Jabari Parker. Yeah,
okay. Giannis? Like, come on.
Okay. I mean, we can say Celtics, Cavs, Raptors, and Wizards are making the playoffs.
Yeah.
So that's only like five teams. Who else is in there?
You have Bulls 8, Pacers 7. They're out.
Yeah.
Bucks are in still. Hawks are out.
Yeah.
And then the top four.
It's fight. It's a free-for-all.
5-8, yeah.
Free-for-all.
So about the Hornets getting Dwight?
They're in the playoffs. Hornets are going to the playoffs.
Why? Because they got Dwight?
And they got Henry Monk. The second coming of Michael Jordan.
Oh my God. I mean, we could still say 76ers and Nets are still going to be the bottom feeders of the East.
Henry Monk might be the rookie of the year.
I want the Sixers to be healthy.
Sixers? Yeah, I want them to be healthy. I want to see what they got.
Yeah. I want them to be healthy. Whether they make the playoffs or not, I just want all their guys.
They have a lot of potential in that roster.
J.J. Redick and the 76ers, the highest paid player on the team.
You got Embiid. You got freaking this the new
Simmons.
Fultz. You got Simmons.
Yo, I really wanted to root for them too, but Embiid fucked that up for me.
Like I said, whether they make the playoffs or not, I just want all their guys to play 82 games.
There's a lot of potential there.
Yeah.
A lot of potential. If they do well, they can even bring in free agents. Because free agents will be like, you know what, this team is actually...
You can say that to any team in the East now.
True.
That's like, true. Oh, let me go to the East, we'll make the playoffs.
I'm saying with those three they got, with Embiid, Fox, and Simmons, there'd be free agents like you know, I want to go to Philly. I want to play for Philly.
I really hope Boston goes to the finals because I do not want to see LeBron there again.
Versus the and Warriors not the
fact,
again.
Because I'm hating on LeBron. It's the fact that the East is so easy. And it's like, oh, LeBron's going again. I want someone to be like, nope, sorry. We're taking your spot.
I think Boston could be that team with Hayward now. I think they could be that team.
Are they going to make one more big trade, I think?
Before the season starts or mid-season?
It doesn't matter. This year, it's going to happen.
Boston, yeah.
The mean streets
some
of
point this year.
So we're
happen.
Calling this the end of LeBron James, 2017?
Of the East, yeah. He's going.
Of the East, yeah.
Please stop wishing that upon my team.
He has to, bro, because you look at it. They were locked in for Jimmy, and everyone's like, yo, don't come here. And LeBron's not saying, yeah, I'm going to stay. Like, he could have made his team way better this year if he would have said, oh, I'm staying. Everyone would have been wanting to go to Cleveland.
If telling you don't join Cleveland, something is up. So that means LeBron is definitely leaving.
Yeah. He called Clippers, though.
Because if I would have saw I can get Jimmy, Paul George, or Melo, or two out of the three, I'd have been like, yeah, I'm staying. You guys can come. He's not saying nothing. I think he's out of there.
And he's already saying get rid of Love. They're already weighing options on trading Kyrie, which...
Yeah, he's not even defending for Kyrie. Like, oh, he's not saying, oh, don't trade him.
All right, let's talk about this. You heard about the trade that was in place, Kyrie Irving for Jimmy Butler, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they fired David Griffin because of it.
Yes.
Yeah, because Griffin's been trying to trade Kyrie for like 3 years.
And yet LeBron defended Griffin, though. Like,
so, Griffin goes to interview for your guys' job, New York Knicks. And they refused to let him know that he would have free reign of his role because Dolan still wants input. After all this fucking failure, you can get somebody like David Griffin to come fix your team, and you turn him away. The Knicks are idiots, bro.
It's not the Knicks. It's just James Dolan.
He probably would have traded Porzingis, but he probably would have got something good for
him. He probably would have got a nice-ass package.
Because Porzingis is good, but he's not taking you guys anywhere.
If you build around him. Just gotta build.
You gotta have something to
you
trade.
You gotta trade Melo.
You
trade Melo and just build around Porzingis.
Melo's 33. No one's trading young players for Melo.
You could trade picks.
I wish I was a GM.
I wouldn't
trade for picks.
I wish I was a GM.
I mean, Brooklyn would.
And well,
send
his
ass to Brooklyn. We'll trade him.
They
for
ain't got no
picks.
More picks to fucking trade.
They just got two from what's it? Utah.
How you interview for that job? I'll take it.
That team is screwed. Porzingis is the only person you can trade to rebuild. What are you going to do? Just keep sucking for the next few years and get draft picks? You have to trade Porzingis and start over.
They want the GM from Toronto, too. Was it Uzari? That's his name?
Yeah, they should have been the ones to trade for D'Angelo.
The Knicks?
Yeah.
Who they would have gave up? They have no expiring.
Oh, you guys don't have anything.
We're just screwed.
Unless you want Noah for about $30 million a year because the Knicks are retarded.
Yeah, you guys are.
Still can't believe you guys gave Joakim that fucking contract. 3 years, $80 million
this
or some shit.
From the guy
who
two
wanted
years ago.
No.
2 years ago was on the Joakim Noah train.
But he was number three in MVP voting. And now, I was still saying, "Oh, I hope we trade him."
A lot, man.
I was like, "I hope we trade him." I saw the future. It wasn't bright. It wasn't bright.
Oh my god!
But I'm wrapping this one up because we're going super long.
Chicago NBA Finals
2020.
Lonzo brings us back to the promised land.
2020.
Next year, Chicago making the finals.
All right.
2K finals.
Thanks, see guys. See you later.
Adios, amigos.
Making the finals.
Oh my god.
Big ball, Brent. Thank you for listening to another episode of CHP. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Couple Haters Podcast. You can also subscribe on iTunes and Podomatic at podomatic.com/couplehaterspodcast. See you later.